and running on this Friday morning. Gordon Damer with you here. Your overnight oasis, 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Of course you know it. You can find me on Twitter, at Gordon Damer. With you for the next 3 hours. We take up to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. And man, do we got enough stuff to get into tonight. Although, it's a sad weekend. The first weekend without NFL football since September. What the heck are we going to do with ourselves this weekend? Talk to our families? Ugh. Who wants to do that? But we got a lot of things to get into. And, of course, what is old is new again. Because the NBA, the gasoline of the NBA is just trade rumors all the time. It just spins round and round and round. And a lot of the times the same old names come up until they finally get traded 3 years after their first name gets mentioned. Karl Anthony Towns was certainly that way. Think about all the years we heard about the possibility of the Knicks trading for Karl Anthony Towns before they finally traded for Karl Anthony Towns. Now we'll get into Kat and the problem that he is right now. But of course, the latest one is the oldest one, which is, hey, Giannis wants out of Milwaukee. Has anybody heard Giannis wants out of Milwaukee? Apparently now he means it. Now he really wants out of Milwaukee. So, of course, the trade deadline is coming up here on February 5th, so the Giannis rumors are going to start to spin once again. Who's going to trade for Giannis? Where does he want to go? And I'm here to tell you, Knicks fans, he's not coming here. You are not getting Giannis. I know that that would be a perfect solution to the problems that you've had this regular season. Hey, we have Karl Anthony Towns, and we don't like him anymore, so let's trade him, and then we can bring in Giannis. Oh, perfect. Perfect. We could just force the trade to happen. Yes. I'm sure the Milwaukee Bucks, who have figured out they can no longer contend with a top five, top seven player in the NBA in Giannis. But you know what? They're going to pivot to Karl Anthony Towns. That makes sense. That makes the perfect sense in the world. Well, should the Knicks really want Giannis? We already know they want Giannis. They wanted Giannis 9 months ago in the offseason. That's when it first got floated. The Knicks had approached the Bucks about the possibility of a Giannis trade. The Bucks looked at the Knicks roster, looked at the Knicks assets, and said, nah, we're good. They didn't like what the Knicks had to offer. And the report at the time was the Knicks felt like they made a fair offer. Obviously, the Bucks did not feel that way. So correct me if I'm wrong, have the Knicks added something in the last 9 months that would make it more appealing to the Milwaukee Bucks? Because here's the thing. Yes, would the Knicks want to make a trade for it? Yes, of course they'd like to make a trade for Giannis. Do they have what is necessary to trade? Ah, that's where the sticking point is. Do they have the necessary assets to trade for Giannis? Desire is not the problem. That's not the flaw in this. The Knicks desire to trade for, no, they've got the desire. They don't have the necessary pieces to trade for Giannis. Didn't have it 9 months ago. Don't have it now. Won't have it by the trade deadline. Ta-da! He's not coming to the Knicks. It seems pretty simple. We've run down this before. This is like when you're driving with your kids in the car and they want something, you have to keep saying no, no, no. Some of us eventually break down. I do not believe the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be annoyed into trading Giannis to the Knicks. I don't think this is the thing where they're going to be finally worn down and just say, you know what, we're tired of the calls from Leon Rose, let's just trade Giannis to the Knicks. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. And again, could you put yourself in the Bucks? If you're a Knicks fan, I know you're a Knicks fan and you're a diehard Knicks fan. You just want to see your team win and Giannis would be that final piece. It would fix so many of the problems the team has right now. It would give you a defensive presence where Kat is not. I get it. I understand. But could you just for 2 seconds put yourself in the position of the Milwaukee Bucks? If you can't win with Giannis, Are you going to win with Karl Anthony? Would Karl Anthony Towns make that better? If you opened up the floor to teams around the NBA, and I get it, out of all the leagues that are out there, all the sports leagues, if there's one that feels like it's kind of rigged, the NBA is that one, right? Like, yes, the Mavericks decide to trade Luka. Don't call anybody. Just decide all on their own to get rid of their franchise player and just so happen to trade him to the Lakers. And look at that. After the season's over, who wins the draft? Oh, the Mavericks win the draft. Wow. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm also not an idiot. So I get that you want to think of this idea. Well, the league will just force Giannis. It'll be good for the league. It'll be good for New York. Knicks will be in the finals. But just for a second, can you put yourself in the Bucks' position? Your window of opportunity with this all-time great is now closed. He's 31 years old. He's getting hurt all the time. Really, the Bucks should have gotten off this already. They should have pivoted in the offseason. But okay, fine, they didn't do that. But put yourself in the Bucks' position. You open up the floor. You say, you know what? We're moving Giannis. He wants to move. We want to move him. He's going to get traded. We're ready for offers. Start the offer. Start the bidding process. Let's go. Who's got the best offer for us? If, say, 10 teams called the Bucks with legitimate offers, where do you think the Knicks would be on that list? Where do you think the Knicks' offer would be of Karl Anthony Towns or Mitchell Robinson or OG Anunoby or Mikal Bridges and some pick swaps? We have 7,000 second-round picks. Would you like our 7,000 second-round picks for Giannis? You'll own the second round in 2031. Does that sound appealing to you? If you're running the Milwaukee Bucks, does that sound appealing to you? If you're trading Giannis in that position, you're a small market team who's not really going to attract free agents, and you got this one shot, you got this one piece that you can trade away, what are you looking to do? You're not looking to really pivot and, oh, let's see if we can get back into the race for a play-in spot. No, you're doing a full reset. You're doing a full rebuild from scratch. So what do you want? You want draft picks. You want swaps. You want unprotected first-round picks. That's what you want, that are potentially going to be high up. So even when the Knicks can trade, I think they have their 2026 pick, but they can't trade it until draft night or something like that because you can't trade in back-to-back years, whatever. Let's say they can trade their 2026 pick at the draft. Where do you think that pick is going to be this year? I'd like to think it's going to be pretty low down because I'd like to think the Knicks are going to get to the NBA Finals. But even if they don't, it's still going to be in the 20s. It's not going to be a coveted pick for the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Knicks have no other picks. They have no picks. You don't get to go all in twice. The Knicks already went all in. They went all in with Karl Anthony Towns. They went all in with Mikal Bridges. So if you got a bone to pick, if you've got a complaint, send it to Leon Rose. Leon Rose looked at the landscape and thought, you know what? There's not going to be some disgruntled superstar who is going to become, I would guess, right? Like, you don't pivot to Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns if you think, you know what? In a year, Giannis is going to demand a trade and want out of Milwaukee. You would probably have held on to your picks at that point because you want to use all those assets when you can. So if you've got a problem with it, the person to take it up with would be Leon Rose. Because he went all in on those two moves. He took all the assets the Knicks had, thinking, hey, you know what? This is going to be enough to get us back to the finals. And let's be honest, based on how things have gone, the Knicks' window of opportunity might very well be closing sooner than we think. Like, this is the year, man. This is the year to make it happen. So the fact that Karl Anthony Towns has played like he has and has been, you know, like in this funk for a better part of the season, is not great, because this might be the Knicks' best chance to get to an NBA Finals. I don't think win an NBA Finals, but at least get to an NBA Finals, because they are a win-now team without a lot of future assets. Now, maybe beyond this season, if they fail to get to the Finals, or they get to the Finals and they lose in five games, maybe they go back to the drawing board and figuring out whatever they are missing in terms of production based on how the season ended up. But as we sit here right now with basically a week to go before the trade deadline, they're stuck in, man. They have no pivot place. They might be able to make a minor move here or there, but this big splash move of Giannis is not happening. It was never going. It's not going to happen. Now, if you want it to happen, again, maybe have him remain in Milwaukee beyond the trade deadline. After all, he is hurt right now. He's been hurt a couple of times. Maybe Milwaukee decides, you know what, this is not the type of move that we're going to make in season. Let's wait until the season ends. Let's let him get healthy. Kind of look at the landscape of the NBA and how much we can, this is not the type of thing you want to rush if you're the Bucks, because this is your one swing at it, man. This is your one chomp at the apple. You better get it right. Otherwise, you are going to be Nowheresville for the next decade. But this idea that the Knicks are still going to... Guys, we've been down this road. It's the same story. They don't have the assets to make this happen. They don't have the ability to make this type of trade, because they went all in on Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. So for the Knicks and this group, like, I kind of want to see this group play it out. That's what I said when these rumors first popped up. Now, the Knicks were playing better at that time, and I would be lying to you if I didn't have some concerns about the ability. Like back then, it felt like, yeah, the Knicks are the most talented team in the Eastern Conference. I still think they're the most talented team in the Eastern Conference. Whether or not they're going to play up to that talent come playoff time remains to be seen. But I'd also caution Knicks fans, like, guys, it's a different time. Like, this chasing of superstars is so baked into Knicks fans' DNA. Like, that's the bad old days where you would see a disgruntled, oh, maybe the Knicks can get this guy. Maybe this guy can come and save him. Maybe that guy can come and save us. You have built something here. Whether you like it or not, this is the group. You're not going to rip up the main parts of this team so you can land Giannis before the trade deadline in a week, because Karl Anthony Towns has been in a funk, basically, for the last 6 weeks or so. So if you have dreams of Giannis dancing in your head, I would say you better hope that he lasts in Milwaukee beyond this season, because he doesn't have a no-trade clause. He can stomp his feet and say, I want to go to New York as much as possible. Why would that matter to Milwaukee? He's leaving. Oh, well, we better treat him right when he leaves. Why? He's leaving. He said he want out. So if he wants out, make sure you send him where you think you're going to get the best offer. I don't know if that's, I don't know what teams are going to be bidding. If it's the Rockets, if it's the Warriors, if it's this team, if it's that team. If it's 15 teams that make offers, the Knicks are going to be a whole lot closer to 15 than one with their offer. So I would say, Knicks fans, get it out of your head. Lean into the team that you have and they got to figure out a way to make this work. And if you're looking for someone to blame, this is on Leon Rose. He built this team. He's the one who decided to change the coach after last season with the idea that must get to the NBA Finals this season. Otherwise, the season is a failure. And I would say it's on Karl Anthony Towns to show that he is not the soft player that he's always had the reputation of having. But he's kind of confirming what his reputation is based on how he's playing so far this year. But make no mistake, this Karl Anthony Towns problem, Knicks fans, it's your problem. When you traded for that guy, you were more than happy most of you, to make that deal to get Randle out of here. And I understand Randle had his issues when in the playoffs. He was like a night and day, right? Regular season, he was one guy. Playoffs, he was like the most inefficient guy you could see. So you were fine making that move at the time and bringing in Karl Anthony Towns. But based on his salary, based on his track record, where do you think he's going? Maybe Giannis is going someplace, but I'm pretty sure there's not teams lining up for Karl Anthony Towns. Who would be interested in Karl Anthony Towns if he can't make it work here with this roster, who most people thought was an NBA Finals roster in the Eastern Conference this year? Making the money he is at the age that he is, with the mileage that he has on, you know, what is this, his 12th season, his 11th season in the league? He's not a young player. This is what you get. This is what you're paying for. And these are the problems. Like, you knew the problems when you got him. So this is the group. I hate to break it to you. There's not going to be some big splashy blockbuster move. The Knicks are not tearing up their entire roster, and nor should they, to shoehorn in Giannis or some other superstar when they don't have the pieces to make that kind of move. They did it one time, but they decided to go all in on Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. That ship has now sailed. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's get some phone calls in here. We'll start things off with Chris in Farmingdale. Chris, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Gordon? How's it going?
Hey, Chris.
I'm agreeing with you on this Giannis, idea of a trade here. You know, first off, I don't really trust Leon Rose. He kind of oversells on trades, and he seems to lose trades and then win them. I never agree with that Towns trade, and it's now coming to the forefront that it looks like it was a bad trade. But you know, it's going to be probably like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think they could do two first round picks this year. I don't know. Maybe after the or
I think
the,
they only have. I don't think they can trade this year's pick until the draft, and then they don't have another pick anytime soon because you can't trade picks in back to back years. And they gave so many to the Nets and the Bridges deal, and they gave one to Minnesota for Towns. So I don't know what they control. I think that they will be able to control two picks on draft night, but that doesn't help you right now.
Yeah, but you know it's going to be Towns, McBride, and you can't weaken the bench. I love McBride. The guy's a sharp shooter for a three-pointer. Giannis can't shoot, although he's shooting, 39.5% from three? You look at his career stats, I re-looked at him right before I got on with you. He's like in the low 20s with three-point percentage. I mean, he's worse than Towns is this year, I think. And the guy's always hurt. He's already hit his 30s. The Knicks need to not even sell draft picks for this guy because they gotta really plan for the future when this core is out. I have a feeling that Rose is going to oversell. He's probably going to get rid of Anunoby. He might even get rid of Mitchell Robinson. And for what? And then you're actually worse than what you were.
Giannis?
Yeah. Like,
no. I don't think the Bucks would want that. What are the Bucks going to do with OG Anunoby? It doesn't match up. Like the Bucks, if they're going to trade away this once in a generation talent that they got and developed and all that type of stuff, it's a hard reset. You wanted to look at the blueprint? Go look at what the Thunder did in 2019 when they moved off Paul George, they moved off Westbrook, and they brought in all those picks. That's how you do it. You sell short-term pain rather than deal with long-term mediocrity. You really lean into being awful because you want to get as many picks as you can get and have those picks be as important as possible. Now, the Bucks don't even own their own picks. I think Portland owns their picks based on other deals. So they're kind of sunk. But what they need to do is they need to find a way to unload Giannis and get as many draft picks as possible, draft swaps as possible, and in a perfect world, maybe a young, controllable player that maybe they could build around for the next couple of years. That's what they're going to look to do if they're going to trade Giannis. Again, put yourself in the Bucks' position, right? Their roster, they've been trying to keep the window of opportunity open for as long as possible to win a second title with Giannis. They made some moves that just didn't work out. They've been bounced in the first round of the playoffs three straight years, and now it's all kind of falling apart, so now they have to start the rebuild. How does the rebuild get helped by trading for now players? How would that help them? It doesn't. So, again, there'll be plenty of teams that will be lining up for Giannis, and maybe the Knicks will try to force their way into the conversation, but they've had the conversation, and nothing about, you know, this is not the type of situation where 9 months ago, the Knicks weren't willing, I'm sure, to include this guy or that guy for Giannis. They would probably be willing to offer anything outside of maybe Brunson to get Giannis. But it's not, they're two teams that are not going to match up. So I keep hearing about the Knicks are interested, the Knicks want it. Yeah, they can be interested all they want. It's like your buddy who's interested in dating Sydney Sweeney. Does he have what's necessary to date Sydney Sweeney? Well, then if he doesn't, then she's not interested. That's the thing with the Knicks and the Bucks. They don't match up. It would not make sense for the Bucks to trade Giannis to the Knicks just because he wants to go there and just because the Knicks really would like Giannis. Please, the Knicks, have they tried saying please multiple times? It's not going to work. This is the group, guys. There might be a minor move or two to maybe add a little bit to the backcourt, a veteran point guard or something, maybe a little defense at the backup point guard position. I don't know. But this is the group. And with the way this season has gone, it's starting to feel like this is the window of opportunity. Like, as much changes from year to year, this is the year to make it happen. Now, I still think the Knicks are the most talented team in the East, but it's not overwhelming. Like, I could see other teams picking them off with the way that they've played so far. I'm hoping that they're finding their way out of it, and they're going to start, you know, getting back to winning ways and kind of playing a little bit more functional. Hopefully getting more out of Karl-Anthony Towns, which you'd have to say is just simply a bad job by the current coach. I know all the criticism of the previous coach, he was the only coach that you could really criticize, and it was fine. It was always his problem when things went wrong. But we saw a better version of Karl-Anthony Towns last year. He's the same player. So why is it not working now? Is it because of the Giannis trade rumors? Figure it out. He's here. He's not going anywhere. Basically, I don't think that there's that many teams that would want Karl-Anthony Towns. Certainly not to get what, you know, improve the Knicks. If the Knicks trade away Karl-Anthony Towns because they just figure, you know what, it's just not going to work with him, they're going to be selling for pennies on the dollar. They're not going to get their value back based on what they gave up to get him and what they would be taking back in a deal. It would not be worth it. So I would say Karl-Anthony Towns might be a problem, but he is the Knicks' problem to solve. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, get more of your phone calls on the Knicks. Also, there is a team in this town that is truly amazing in that they are able to give us things to talk about. 12 months a year, 365 days a year. It's the one thing that they do well. So we'll touch on the New York Jets coming up after this. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Gordon Damer, just getting started right here on a Friday here on The Fan.